Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, good to see all of you. Thank you for coming to worship with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, that little girl, what's her name? Huh? Lizette. Hey, I even wanted to ask, is she from abroad? What, you know? Yeah, but when I saw the mom and recognized, I was like, she's from here. Okay, but somehow, okay, I liked her confidence. Glory be to God. And this little girl in red, you know that? Eh? Alicia, okay? We'll give them a big hand clap, please. Okay? Yes, parents, encourage your children to be confident, to testify. Waswa, eh? And where is the brother? He's out, eh? He's anywhere, oh, Bambi. Hallelujah. Matthew, you've never come to test, okay? See, these little girls just came, like, okay? Give me the mic, like, okay? Yeah, and there are adults here in church who even walking this kind of distance, man. Hallelujah. Let's learn from our children. Glory be to God. Okay? I wish growing up I was like those kids. Man, eh? I would have done much more for the Lord, you know. Glory be to God. So LAT children, LAT girls, some girl has just come, which is not our church member, but she's testifying, okay? And for you, fearing, okay? That's not good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Alicia, thank you so much, okay? And parents, thank you so much for taking care of the children. Glory be to God. Okay? Lydia, you see, Lydia's kids are growing, man. Okay? Spiritually, things are happening. Definitely, that is the work of the mother. Okay? Supported by the husband. Glory be to God. Okay? Mark was telling me this morning, Mark, Lydia's husband, was telling me that people thought he was today he's a Congolese, okay, because of the shirts. Maybe that's why the wife asked, where are you going? Okay, glory be to God. So I told him, actually, yeah, you look like one, because the shirt you're wearing, then the skin color, okay? Then he told me something I didn't know, that actually a good number of Congolese men bleach themselves. I didn't know that. I thought it's only women who do those things. Hey, you see, we learn something new every what? Every day. Even Dr. Kajimba didn't know. He has just learned that. Hallelujah. Anyway, but Mark, good to see you. Yes, Teddy's sister, okay? Teddy is very good. Hallelujah. Amen. Very good most of the time. Okay, not all the time, like all of us, we're not good all the time, okay, but Teddy has been here very supportive, okay, yeah, when we went for some burial somewhere, yes, one time, yes, at a certain point, someone who came to me and some LAT people, and they, so you're the people of LAT, where Teddy goes? I've always wanted to see you people. You're the ones who Teddy talks about. Okay? So I was like, wow, okay? This is good. Okay? Basically, exactly what the sister has said. Glory be to God. Yes, and Andrew, your cousin, got saved here, isn't it? Yes, we led him to the Lord. Do you remember that? Yes, we led him to the Lord. Glory be to God. And he's also yesterday he took my car and he brought it back in the condition he took it. But he told me he's coming back on Monday. Yeah, he's very good, by the way. I recommend him, his figures you handle with him. Hallelujah. Yes, so we thank God that we are celebrating 9 years. Glory be to God. We are celebrating 9 years. Okay? Kato, how old are you? What's wow? Kato, okay? How old are you? 9? 10. Okay, you were born just before we opened. So we thank God that we are 9 years. Glory be to God. Okay? And it's one thing to grow, okay, but it's another to really grow the way you should grow. Glory be to God. So we are 9 years, and most importantly, we are in a very good spiritual condition. Glory be to God. We are in a very good spiritual condition. And that is not just our opinion. It is our opinion, but we got that opinion from God. Glory be to God. We are in a very good spiritual condition. Okay? I believe that God gave us what this anniversary should be about. He gave it to us already. We're starting in July, okay? With July 5th, I was fasting, asking God, asking God about LAT, okay? Then on the 5th of July, the second day of the fast, the second and second last day of the fast, God spoke to me and said that, you are okay. Okay, LAT is what? It's okay. By the way, yeah, you see, Joanne is a mother. Yeah, so she doesn't know. Sometimes she doesn't say, how should I say this? She says the truth, but she leaves out another truth that should have accompanied the truth that she said. Okay, for example, she said that when people left, then we got to know why they were leaving. And the reason was they had to go so that more can come. Okay? And that is very true. Okay? But there's another truth you should have added. And that is those people were not good. Because again, the dream says that, isn't it? Those people were not what? Good. Hallelujah. You remember in 1 Corinthians, I think 5, where Paul said to cast out a certain brother. Okay? And that is essentially what the dreams are saying. People were, in fact, the first one was a vision by Esther. Okay? She had a vision when we were praying here. And she saw us pushing out some people. Eh? And it was by force. Of course, push means force, your exact force. Okay, people are being what? Pushed out. Good people are not pushed out. All right? And the moment they left, more people who came in. Then weeks later, my wife, okay, had the same dream also. Okay? When people had to go because they were not good. And God was like, the moment those are out, then another lot will come in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we celebrate that. Hallelujah. Yes, so we are in a very good spiritual condition. That's what God told us on 5th July, recently. Okay? And 2 days later, he confirmed that which he had said in a dream that Dr. Dennis Mujimba had. Okay? You remember? He found me with my car, and I was like, the car can't move. Okay? It has an issue. So he volunteered to help me. Okay? When he comes, he looks at the dashboard and he realized that the engine was running. Okay? The engine was running. So he said, no, Moses, the car is okay. It's very fine. And later, I got into the car and I drove away. And he said that the engine, as I drove away, the engine sounded brand new. Glory be to God. And again, that also was talking about LAT. God wanted to confirm to me what he had told me in my heart 2 days earlier. He wanted to confirm that, yes, you've been fasting, asking me what is the condition of LAT, why aren't things happening the way they should be happening according to what you told us. And in my heart, he told me all is well. 2 days later, Dennis Mujimba, who didn't know, okay, what I had been praying about, gets a dream. God saying that the car is very good, the engine is perfect. Hallelujah. And by saying that, by the way, God was talking about you, about us as a group. Okay, he wasn't talking about LAT, something. What is LAT? You know, No, he was talking about us corporately. We are doing very well spiritually. Glory be to God. Okay, and we celebrate that. Hallelujah. A month later, okay, on 7th August 2023, okay, Dennis Mujimba, our prophet. Okay, we have two prophets here. Maybe more. Okay, but there is Dennis Mujimba. There is Usami Soke's wife. Okay. Joanne. And then there's a third one also, Esther. Okay, there. By the way, there are many now. Everyone I look at is a prophet. Can't you see my new heart? Hallelujah. And so Dennis Mujimba on 8th October, 7th August, he had a dream. And in this dream, his dream, God symbolized us by a jacaranda tree. Okay? And a man said that that tree, the jacaranda tree, shall blossom. Glory be to God. It shall blossom. Okay? It shall blossom. Okay? And remember, children, God was speaking about your church, LAT. It shall blossom, he shall bring flowers. Glory be to God. And the reason, again, being that we are in a very good spiritual condition. Hallelujah. We are doing very, very what? Well. Hallelujah. And that is how it has always been, by the way, with us. Okay? Christine Mujimba brought to my remembrance a dream that the husband, okay, the prophet, Dr. Dennis Mujimba, had on 8th January 2016, when we were not yet even 2 years old. Okay, Dennis Mujimba had a dream, which you must have seen yesterday in your email. Okay, and basically, someone had written a list of churches, okay, and LAT was last on the list. Then a man said, okay, LAT is last, but it is first. Glory be to God. This is way back in 2016, less than 2 years old. And God was saying, you are last on this list, but you're actually first. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Back in the day, man, less than 2 years old, God was ranking us what? Yeah, okay? I fear to emphasize this because they are visitors. Yeah, but you see, the truth of the matter is, in everything in life, there is always a number one. Everything in life, okay? There is a number one soccer team. There is a number one league, football league. There's a number one football league in the world. And everyone recognizes that. There is a number one car manufacturer. There is a number one school. Okay? A school which on earth, let's say in Uganda, people recognize that this is a number one. Though it might not be in heaven. Okay? But at least there is always a number one with something. Glory be to God. Okay? There is a number one designer of, let's say, clothes. Okay? Of course, just know if someone is number one right now in this world as a fashion who designer, most probably they are evil. Okay? Yeah, but the world recognizes them as what? Number one. So back in the day, less than 2 years old, okay, God was saying, you're number one. Okay? Though, to be honest, I'm not saying that that's what he's saying now. You see, you have to be fair, eh? don't put words in what? God's mouth. Yes, we might be, but we don't know. Hallelujah. Yeah, now I can see a sadness coming over. You're like, but Pastor, what day? Or to Tutewa, I take at the for Chabizar. You've bust the what? Yeah, you see, you have to be honest with this thing. And if you remain honest, okay, most probably you'll always be number one. Never turn, you know, to say things about yourself which God is not saying, then you are in deception. Glory be to God. Okay, so 8th January 2016, number one. Okay? Then 5 years later, 23rd January 2021, I had a dream. And in that dream, most of you know it. In that dream, we were referred to as the One Thing Church. Okay, that was our name. Our name in the dream wasn't Last Adam Tabernacle. Okay, we were being called the One Thing Church. Of course, the one thing being Jesus. Okay, being Christ-centered. So you can see we are being recognized in the spirit. Okay, of course, in heaven and also in hell as a church that is Christ-centered. Glory be to God. The One Thing Church. Man, that's a CV. Glory be to God. That's a CV. Okay? Meanwhile, no one knows about us in town. But God is like, but you're doing very well. Your one thing is about Jesus. Okay? And what else can a church be about? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? We were doing so well, okay? From when we began, okay? Then, to the extent that, on 30th August 2021, okay, during the time we were celebrating our 7th anniversary, okay, a dream came from the Lord saying that we had completed, okay, our first phase of ministry. Completed, finished phase one. And God was like, you're now going to begin a second phase. And of course, you all know, he said that the second phase should be much shorter than the first one. Okay? So God was saying that the second phase you're starting should be shorter than 7 years. Glory be to God. Okay? Many years ago, there's a preacher. He passed away, went to be with the Lord. Most of you will know him, called Kenneth Hagin. Okay? The Lord appeared, okay, manifested to Kenneth Hagin, and he told him that many people, okay, live and die without even ever entering into their first phase of what God intended them to accomplish on the earth. Okay? And so that, yeah, in fact, he was specific, okay, and he said that many ministers, many preachers, remember these are preachers, not guys in Bible school, preachers, they are preaching, many have with churches, and God said, told Kenneth Hagin that many preachers live and die when they didn't even enter into the first phase, okay? Meaning that all that they were doing before they died was not even the first phase. Okay, it was just a preliminary. Glory be to God. He said many live and die before entering the first phase. Okay, then he says that, and that's the reason why some even die young, as in they die prematurely. Because they have never entered into what God called them to do. Okay? Now, here we are, 7 years after the church was open, exactly 7 years, okay, God appears to us by a dream and he says that you have completed phase one. Glory be to God. Okay? You have completed phase one. Okay? And in that same dream, okay? In that same dream, I was told, because it is me who had the dream, okay? God commended me even for having warned people against Elvis Umbonyi. Okay? As people are shouting that you're causing division in the church. Okay? No, division. Don't talk about what those pastors are, because we have to be united. Division. But you see, you cannot be united with the devil. That is false what? Okay? That is false humility. You're supposed to be divided with your own. Rather, united with your own. So that thing that, don't talk about Kayanja, that is said, he himself said, he's an Illuminati. No, don't talk about it. No, because you're causing division. Let us be one. You cannot be one with the devil. Glory be to God. So don't fall for those lies. Why? Kati woleta enja ukana. Tuina kuba wa mo. Because Jesus prayed that we may all be one. True, we're supposed to be one, but not one with the devil. Do you understand? So don't fall for that what? Stupidity. And anyway, so God, he thanked us, he thanked me for having warned people against Elvis, what? Umbonyi. Glory be to God. Okay? It is possible that if we hadn't done that, God would be like, Temumalanga, ne first phase. You understand? But you're there. You're here as a church. Okay? And visitors, what you don't know, okay? Well, what Joan didn't tell you is that the people left because we exposed Elvis Umbonyi. Someone who was once our very dear friend. Glory be to God. I was his best friend, okay? I was his best man. The tithes of this church used to go to him. Hallelujah. Okay, but when he turned to the occult, okay, we had to, man, a shepherd has to warn people. Remember, a shepherd is not a politician. Glory be to God. Okay. People want pastors to behave like politicians. Because you see, politicians are about numbers. Okay? They're about that. So now churches have turned political. It's about numbers. So whatever you change to, something you should say or do, but it is going to make the numbers run, you shut up. So that you can keep what? Yeah. Okay? But I always say that I didn't leave medicine to become a politician. Okay? God called me to be a pastor and a good one, a good shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we have always been doing well. Okay? To the extent that 7 years after we began, God appeared to us and told us that what? You have finished the first phase. Glory be to God. And then he told us that, by the way, okay, the second phase should be shorter, okay? And from the dreams that have been coming, the jacaranda tree, Micah being in a good condition, okay, they all seem to indicate that, indeed, the second phase is going to be shorter. Glory be to God. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have stayed true to what God called us to do. Hallelujah. You, by the way, I'm talking about you, not anyone else. Okay? Alana, okay? Okay? You have stayed true to what God called you to do. What did God call us to do? Okay, that we find in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 5, okay, from the NIV. This is a word that the Lord told me when I was in fourth year. I was either in fourth year or fifth year, medical school. Fourth year it was, okay? He told me that a day will come when you build me a house that will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Okay? 2nd November 2000. Okay? So that makes it 23 years ago. Okay? And when we began on 31st August 2014, we began building that house. Glory be to God. Okay? And now the Lord is saying that the house is in very good condition. Okay? God is saying that the house or the tree shall blossom. Okay? Blossom why? Because it is in very good condition. And by the way, it is talking about you. You are the church of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? What we have emphasized as far as this house is concerned is the fact that this is the house of the Lord. Okay? A church is a house of the Lord. Okay? A church is what? Yes, a church is supposed to be the dwelling place of God. Okay? According to the Bible. Okay? So we have emphasized that. Okay? That this is not a church for people. Okay? It is the Lord that's supposed to inhabit the house, dwell in the house. Okay? This is not a church to be inhabited by politics. Glory be to God. Okay? If you want to join politics, please do. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. However, church is not supposed to play the politics that is predominant. Okay? Bad politics. Hallelujah. Okay? That's why we've been emphasizing the Lord. Everything we do it for the Lord's sake. Okay? Everything we do it for the what? The Lord's sake. Glory be to God. Okay? We seek the Lord to find out what he wants us to do, and we do it. Okay? We don't look at another congregation, however well they are doing. Okay? But we don't get our instructions from that church. Okay? Like families, you cannot start to now just do a copy and paste. Okay? Okay? The Namanyas have bought another car. Now, nafe, utugule ya moto ke mpia. Man, you know, Katibali, what has happened? They have gone to Sese Island for a weekend. Nafe tugende Sese Island. You know, man, you might end up drowning with what's his name? The king's brother, the Kabaka's brother. That notorious child. Wasaja. Okay, you even wonder why that guy has never gotten born again. The guy who survived death. Okay, you remember that escapade. And they were going to do evil. Okay, they were on evil missions. And everyone in town who knows that. In fact, during his wedding, okay, people were crying for the girl he married. Because the guy was known in town. Okay? But I don't know why they were feeling sorry for the girl. Because by the time you are great, whatever, a chap like that, you also what? You are in that league. Okay? League, Premier League, something like that. Now I don't know how I've gone there. Okay? But God is good. Okay, which reminds me, man, you women in this church, be serious. Temuma in a Premier League. Really, really? No. Mark, we need to come up with a program. Okay, I was, you know, Esther and the husband, they took me for lunch on Sunday, some nice place. Okay, what? So then they gave me a lift home, and when we got there, we decided to to watch. Okay, me and Brian, we decided to watch a match that was going on. Okay, then we were there. Then, Mobele serious. Then Esther, she's here. You stand up and let the children see you. This Esther asked that Katia your premiership. Mwemulizi Arsenal. Esther was asking that this premiership, what league? Is that where teams I hear about called the Arsenals? Are they also now really? Bob, these things are true. These things are happening in LHC. Okay? You know, yeah, this is very bad. What's wrong? Isn't that so? Is that good? For people not to know, Arsenal, for you support what? Man City, Liverpool, Manchester United. Now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, Joan has been talking about how people came here on Sunday and testified how they have changed. On Thursday, they have changed even physically. Okay? Robin came and told us that what? She used to bounce. Okay? She used to walk, you know, bounce and, you know, okay? Then she came here, man, she saw ladies. Then she's like, man, I want to be like those ladies. Okay? And so, sometime ago, was it? Yesterday, my daughter, Abigail, was asking the mother and the sister that, mommy, what is bouncing? What is, because she had what? Robin saying she used to what? Walk while bouncing. Okay? Then they explained to her what? You know, bouncing, what? Then she told them, oh, for me I thought, bouncing, real bouncing. Okay? Like Robin used to walk like. Right? You know, because she was young, she had bouncing. That she used to walk while what? And Abigail thought, what? So I think she was wondering, how do people walk like that, man? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, but so this church. Okay, we are emphasizing this one thing. It's about Jesus. Glory be to God. Remember, it is the house of the Lord. Glory be to God. That is why even our worship, we endeavor to make sure that we please the Lord as we worship. Glory be to God. Amen. Today, you see, we are endeavoring to please the Lord, not to entertain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In our conduct, okay? Conduct in church and outside church, our agenda is to please the Lord. Okay? That is why, again, like I said, once upon a time, God referred to us in a dream as the one thing church. Glory be to God. So when I hear parents like Lydia, it's okay saying that now their children can point out what is of the devil. They are dreaming things where the devil is being exposed or his agenda is being exposed. Okay, I'm like, wow, that's great, man. Hallelujah. Our children are now, you know, being impacted. Glory be to God. So when they go out in the world, they can sense what is of God and what is not of God. Glory be to God. Amen. And of course, that is the work of teacher Joanne. Okay? Give a big hand clap. Okay? Teacher Olive. Okay? We stand up and they appreciate you. Okay? These are the people who teach our children. And of course, there's someone else. Yes. Teacher Geraldine. Stand up and they stand up and what? Be like the other kids. Hallelujah. That's my wife. Okay? She teaches the children down there. Kati abana, abana, bamoyo. Okay? This is awesome, by the way. Glory be to God. Okay? But of course, the key thing is the parents. Okay? And again, we appreciate Lydia. Glory be to God. That she was able even to get the staff, man. She bought in the UK during her vacation in the UK. Nabiocha, man, those are pounds, people. Okay, pounds. Hallelujah. Okay? One time even our kids, okay, Eden and Abigail, okay, their uncle, okay, yes, we sent them Manchester United jerseys, okay, pairs, two pairs each. Okay? Then they discovered, hey, the emblem man has a devil. Okay? Eden was the first one to discover she got the jazzes. Now, these were authentic, not visible things from China, which you find, you know, Kumudala. Real, you know, she got them, threw them in the bin. Okay? But I wasn't happy with that because she didn't tell the sister. But the sister later discovered, you're wearing a devil. Okay? The people man, you're wearing, those. Now, you support Manchester United, but don't support the Red Devils. And don't be a red one. Don't call yourself a red one. Please, be careful. Stop. Hallelujah. What's right? You're hearing? Support Manchester United, even if you're going to be beaten today. Okay? But please, what's right? Never call yourself the red one. With devil, because that's what Manchester United people will call themselves. Okay? Yes, and don't ever wear that what? The Manchester United t-shirt. Because when you look carefully at the badge, there is a devil. And so the kids, man, threw the stuff in the bin. Bambi, there was a maid who was like, man, Havana, Baba Gagabano. Bakas came and got a brand new. Bambi, she went to the bin I had, and she picked them out because she had kids. Okay? Yeah, Bambi, it was sad, but anyway. Okay? Yeah. So maybe we should have burnt them instead of throwing them in the bin where someone will pick them. Yeah, maybe we should have, but you didn't tell us to burn. You didn't ask for a video. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So yes, we are Jesus-centered. Okay? The one thing, church, we are building a house for the Lord, not a house for Pastor Moses, not a house for Pastor Moses' family, not a house for anyway, you know, any for whatever. Okay? But a house for the Lord. We endeavor that in our preaching. Okay? We genuinely seek the Lord what we should preach here, everyone. Sunday. Okay? Children's church, they genuinely teach the Lord what should be taught to your children on Sunday. Okay? One Sunday last year. Okay? So, yes. Joanne, yes, was seeking the Lord. Okay? And she wanted to teach the children about tithing. Teach the children about tithing. Okay? Then she had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord confirmed that, yes, please teach the children about tithing. That was a time when a grown-up man, Krefro Udola, was telling the world that tithing is not for Christians. Okay? Then in Uganda, God is telling children that one mamwe mutaizinge. Of course, I'm adding my things, but it's true, you know, nonetheless. Okay? By the way, I thought about that. I was like, someone who the whole world listens to is telling the whole Christian community or the entire world tithing is not of God. Okay? But God speaks to John in a dream. And says that, teach the children about tithing. Okay? Yes, but he should have also, what? We told you that teach Naba Bakuru about what? Wanga umbamanyi teba tithing. Okay? Hallelujah. But maybe God was like, about what? Unaba vako? Ukantandike omulembo omupia. Bandemye nange. Maybe. You see, God can give up on you on some things. And then you suffer the consequences one day. Hey. Hallelujah. God can give up on you on some things. Say, now let me leave you alone. I've told you. Anyway. Yeah. Glory be to God. So we seek the Lord. What to teach. Not only in the adults' church, but even in the children's church. That's why now the children, they are learners. They... Yeah. Bujuan group. Okay? They now, they even get dreams when the enemy is being exposed. Glory be to God. The other day, Kwezi began speaking in tongues. Okay? He was on a border. Okay? Just after the service, which Andrew, I think, is talking about. Okay? When we called people here to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to speak in tongues. Apparently, Kwezi began speaking in tongues. So, in the week, he was on a border. Okay? Being whatever, back home. Okay? I don't know what had happened to the father's Range Rover. All right? Yeah, so while he's on the border, he just decides that, you know what? Let me speak in tongues, pray in tongues. Okay? And he had just begun, and the tire of the border, what? Burst. Okay? And so they survived that accident. So he attributes it, okay, the surviving of what would have what happened. He attributes it to the praying in tongues he had begun to do just before the tire burst. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, teacher Geraldine, teacher Olive, teacher Joanne, you're doing a great thing with the children. Hallelujah. You can see that's one of the reasons why God says that what? The car is in good shape. The engine is doing very well. It's like a brand new car engine. Glory be to God. Okay? I'm saying all these things, they're for you to realize that God is thinking highly of you. Glory be to God. We and you are doing very well. In our conduct, here in church and outside church, Bambi, we are trying. We are what? To live in holiness, to live for Jesus. Okay? Many of us have stopped playing what? Secular what? Music. Okay? Hallelujah. So, but if you plan to do it just for my introduction, just for the wedding, only a few hours, please don't invite me for your what? Hallelujah. Hey, and if you invite me and you play that stuff, then after you say that, let our pastor say something. Now, Pastor Moses, the pastor of who? Hey, man, I'll kill your wedding. I'm telling you. And I'll do it intentionally because you did something when you know that I'm going to mess you up. Okay, I will speak out what the music you have been playing. I've warned you. So if you plan, maybe just don't invite me. Just say, and we have our pastor and the pastor team there. Please give the A. But don't risk what. But maybe invite Joanne. Mommy Joanne, eh? Plant mama. Ukubanga ye what? Neze, njakume singa up. But I won't. I'm joking, but... Yeah, but I'll make a statement that you will understand. Your guests won't understand. I'll send a thing that might mess up your honeymoon. Yeah, but we are trying. Okay, we are trying to live in holiness. In fact, there's a guy, Bambi, a nice guy, who used to be in the worship team. Okay, then he left. So, a few months ago, he called someone in LAT, but by mistake. Okay? He intended to call someone else, but then called. What? Then when he realized that he was talking to a wrong person, he's like, hey, anyway. So they began to talk about LAT. Then the guy said, I tell my man, eh? Muli holy nyo. The girl will say, I think, Muli, you're very holy. I've been to be a mwebiachi. Holiness. And when I heard that, I was a wonderful man. I said, I think, Muli, what? I've been to be a mwebiachi. Holiness. Muli chi. When I heard that, man, I was blessed to realize that, okay, someone, they like our thing, but it is something good that they don't like. Glory be to God. Not that they don't like it, But you could tell that it used to make them feel uncomfortable. Okay, because they were involved in some lifestyle outside church. Glory be to God. So can you imagine, even people who don't want to be here, they're like, they have a guy, man. Eventually, we have a holiness. Hey. Hallelujah. Joe and we are doing well. Okay? The car is in very good shape. And for that matter, the jacaranda tree shall do what? Shall blossom. Glory be to God. Concerning money. Okay? If anyone here ever tells you that we have ever manipulated them, and it, man, it's a big lie. Okay? Just yesterday. Was it yesterday? Friday evening, man, a temptation came, Jera. Okay? So, I'm in my I'm walking in a beautiful estate, and I'm like, man, God, this place is so nice. Walking, you know what? Anyway, so I had my katoch, okay? My small phone. Then a message pops, too. Okay? Then I get it out, and I check. And someone who used to be in this church, a lady, but they're not here anymore because they used to be here, okay, had sent LAT 1 million shillings, okay, towards the land that we will buy one day. Remember, we have a land fund. And someone has sent me 1 ma. Meanwhile, at that time, if someone had even given me 200,000 shillings, man, I would bless the Lord. Because someone has sent me 1 ma. Meanwhile, only that person and I know. Okay? That on my phone, there's 1 million shillings towards the land fund. You understand? Now, I could what? Just not tell Rich about it or the person who's in charge of the land, you know? Because I have a need, man. Okay, I didn't need, and this was, you know, but I was like, man, I can't do that because God is watching. God is doing what? God is, there are those things God is watching. And by the one day, that girl could one day maybe meet Rachel. And that's why, but did you receive the 1 million shillings for the land? You know, you understand, eh? Or even then, that could, maybe would not happen. But somehow, when you mess up something God was going to do in your life because you played money that was for land. Okay? So, man, we missed a 1 ma. Okay? This morning, man, Yaka ran out. Then the alarm for the fence went off. Because I think the battery for the is low. Okay, so because of no yaka, my, you know, thank God it was around 6:40. But just imagine if it had gone off in the night. Because now you think it's a thief, you know, eh? Eh. Yet if the other 1 ma we had it, there would have been what? Yaka unit. Hallelujah. So to be honest, we are trying to live for the Lord. Glory be to God. Not only us the ministers, but also you people. You can hear from the testimony. I'm always referring to Lydia, but it is basically all of you. Glory be to God. Amen? We are what? We are trying to please the Lord in everything that we do. Okay? And that's why he says that the car is in very good what? Condition. And the jacaranda tree must blossom. Hallelujah. It has to. Glory be to God. And we are in that time when that is supposed to happen. Okay, now, all these things that I've said, okay, the work we have done for the Lord, please never get the impression that it is all Pastor Moses that has done that. Glory be to God. Okay, I'm part of a team. Okay, yeah. That team, of course, includes Joanne Isoke. Give a big hand clap. Okay, I have said it once, and I will say it again, and I'm not ashamed of it, that there's a possibility, okay, that in heaven, God is like the real person that is doing the spiritual work in that church is Joan. This is the possibility. Okay, not that she does all the spiritual work, but the higher what? percentage might actually be her. Okay? Yes, and if God reveals it to me one day that that's true, what will I do? What will I do? I'll have to pull up my socks, man. Glory be to God. For now, let it remain as what? as it is, okay? I'm doing my stuff. Joanne is doing her stuff, but I think she might be doing a greater job than me, according to heaven. So, yes, we appreciate Joanne for that. Let's give another big hand clap. Okay? And I, for one, thank God for the husband. Sam is okay. Yes. Joanne loves flowers so she can make her home like the Garden of Eden, so she can have an atmosphere to come in. Okay? And Sam is okay is one who gives her the money to buy her plants. Hallelujah. Okay, so thank you so much for not messing up our minister, our pastor. Hallelujah. Okay, I thank God again, like for Olive. Okay, Olive man sits there and teaches children. Glory be to God. Okay, I thank God for our prophet, Dennis Mujimba. Glory be to God. Man, I've known this guy from medical school back in the day. Okay? You see, when you enter university, they just throw you in a hall with anybody. Right now, of course, there are hostels where you choose whether to stay with who. Okay? But at uni, at Mackay, they just throw you in a certain hall with people you don't know. Okay? So when we entered first year, I was with Dennis Mujimba. We are four. Okay, Dennis Mujimba, he just come from the UK. Man, and he was the only one who was saved in the room. Okay, for me, I got saved in second year. Anyway, but what I need to say is that we messed up that guy. that he ran away from the room and from the hall when Northcote, Hall X, and he went to University Hall. University Hall. You just see me here, now we are what? We're friends. But that guy didn't like me, man. What we did to him. Glory be to God. But now we are tight like souls. I was even the treasurer. He's waiting. Do you remember that? He handled the cash, man. Was I the treasurer? No. Anyway, but I was, yeah. Mr. Anyway, but we became good friends, okay? And then, but that guy is a prophet, you guys. Glory be to God. You can see that most of the dreams I read here, yeah, they were known for a pastor. Years ago, there were some people who were young in the Lord, okay, who used to have an issue. They're like, but the dreams of Eleti, Bisinga Kuvam Mubalala. So that means that this pastor, Siwa Moyo. You know, because it was so. I would come here and I caught a dream. It's okay, I had a dream. Then, you know, man, Temunichang. And people were like, it implies that actually you're no guy, what? Yeah, but whether that was true or not, that's not the issue. The issue, we thank God for what he was speaking to us through whoever he chose. Glory be to God. And now, if you want to benefit from what God is speaking, embrace those people, receive the message they have brought from the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Dennis, we thank you. And of course, his wife, Christine. Hallelujah. Hey. Yeah. Christine is my mother. I say that, you know, at times. Okay, she's from the same clan as my mother. Okay, so usually when I want a soft loan, which I don't intend to pay, I go to Christine to talk to. But I'm joking. I've never played them. I hope there's no one in this church who plays people. You borrow money, you don't intend to pay. That's evil. And that's not LAT. You might be, one day, God might be like, Msoka Mulinda, before that tree blossoms, there's someone else I want to push out. Wait, you know, someone else, just give me one more person who was not that, but now, because you borrow with no intention of paying back. Okay? The Bible says that the wicked borrow and don't pay back. Yeah, now, if you, Bambi, you're unable to pay back, that's understandable. Okay? You want to pay back, Bambi, you're unable. That's okay. However, communicate. Don't just keep quiet. Communicate. Glory be to God. Okay? Yesterday, I lent my wife 2,000 shillings. Was it 1,000 or what? 1,000. Yeah. Communicate. Don't just keep quiet. Communicate. Communicate. Yes, we thank God for the worship team. Hallelujah. Yes, worship team, thank you so much. Teddy, Esther, Robin, okay, Jade, praise, okay, Kulubia. Okay, these people have been here, man. Okay, these days they didn't like me. They're like, oh, Tumumani, Tunyiga, so bam, praise. Thank you so much, okay? Yes. Brian, Bruce, Edson, Glory, okay? Thank you so much. Okay, Esther. Esther, these days we are becoming buddies, man. She's learning how to what? To just say, Oyo Muleke, Oyo Yevuatio. Okay? You're not going to Glory be to God. Okay? But on a serious note, yeah. The worship team and Ujoan, in my opinion, they are the reason why we are here. The worship team and Ujoan, they are friends. Glory be to God. Yes, so thank you so very much. Okay? Yeah, we can't leave here without thanking Mark. Mark Wamai. Hallelujah. Mark. Mark is married to our wonderful administrator, Rachel. Okay? Mark, I even don't know where Mark gets time to do all the things he says he's doing at work and also to do almost everything in LAT. Okay? Sometimes I think about it. I'm like, hey, by Mukama, if you can just get me some dime. And I give it to Mark and what? We thank him. Okay? But money is not coming. The 1M which came yesterday, I thought it was for land. I also needed it. Okay? But Mark, thank you so much. Okay? Rachel, yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? Rachel's parents, maybe they stopped. Okay? But the last I heard, they were on her case to go and look for a job. Go and look for a job. She told them, I am working at church. Okay? Rachel, man, she's like, yeah, there's a million dollar job out there, but I know I was called to be here, LAT administrator. So we thank you so much. Glory be to God. And of course, for all of you, for your giving, you people. Amen? Man, hallelujah. Yes, tell you about Rachel. She hasn't yet paid me for what? For August. Hallelujah. But I know she will what? Yeah. She usually gives me some money, everyone. Yeah. Glory be to God. So thank you so much, all of you. Glory be to God. You're the reason why we have made it 9 years, and we have made it when we're in very good shape. Okay? Last but not least, and most importantly, okay, I thank God for my wife, Geraldine. Come. Yeah. Should I give a hug?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That is not the kind of hug she gives me and I give at home. Okay? Yeah. But Jera, okay, has been so good. Okay? She has been so good. All right? So good to me. So good to our children. At home, eh? Let no one deceive you. By the way, it's the truth. Okay? I am not the one who teaches the children the Bible. Yeah. It is Geraldine. Every night they go upstairs to pray. They open the Bible. They read the psalm. She explains questions. Okay? Yeah. I don't know if there's a scripture which says that. Anyway, glory be to God. But Gerald, you know, when you see Eden and Abby doing well, just know it is the mother. Glory be to God. Don't say man. Abanaba pastor, chakoze, mubanabe. The honest truth is, it's their mother. Just like in another home that I know. Okay? Yeah. The Namanyas. Hallelujah. So, Unamanya, you're not alone. We are. So now you can click me and I click you properly. Okay? It's mothers who know how to, you know those things. Before you try, then man, you can just cut a wire. They know who the mother of John the Baptist was. You have sung it the whole year. The adults here will say, Mpozani, Mama wa John the Baptist. You have, but Pastor, the questions you give the children are now are very hard, even as we don't know them. So, but mothers, it is just a joke. They laugh about it when their children don't know who the mother of John the Baptist is. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, last but not least, okay, I thank God. Glory be to God. It has been God. About Demukama. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul says that, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, the other apostles. Then he says that, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Okay? God has graced us with his enablement. He's the one who has made me. He's the one who has made you be able to do what we have done, to serve him, okay? To get to this point, you know, where he says that the ministry, the church, is in very good condition. It's been the grace of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.